Welcome to It's New. Hey, Morty and Crystal, what's going on?
Well, I don't know.
You don't
I'm a
know.
little disoriented.
I know. I'm back in my old office. I'm starting to clean it out. You don't see all the boxes behind me. So it's a process. It's a lot. I have another 6 weeks or so of the lease here. We're moving to like a smaller space in this building, just to have a space in the building. So I don't have to change my Google Business profile stuff, which is a pain in the neck. So I'm just gonna keep everything, and I'll probably work mostly from home. But how are you guys doing?
I'm good. I won money on the bingo this weekend. Boom.
Oh, wow. I don't know what bingo is, but it sounds exciting.
I was very excited.
Wait, so your office is old, not new?
This is old. I think I'm gonna miss this little corner of here, but you don't get too sentimental on things, so trying to shed a tear. All right, let's get into the news. What are you talking about, Crystal, today?
I want to talk today about video pages and how they show on Google and on Google Search Console, et cetera.
Cool. And Morty?
Google says, how many times do we have to tell you about the difference between an algorithm update and a data refresh? I mean, come on, people.
And Google has started to lift some of the manual actions around the site reputation abuse policy that they enforced last week. Google has lifted some site reputation abuse policy manual actions over the past weekend, I believe, or a couple of days. Glenn Gabe noticed it over the weekend. He has some sites that he tracks in the Google Search Console that received some of those manual actions around the site reputation abuse policy that we should cover last week. I think they started to enforce it on May 6th instead of May 5th at night. And a bunch of sites received manual actions back then that were violating the site reputation abuse policy, which is a new policy that went into effect on May 5th. And Glenn Gabe said that he noticed one or maybe more of those sites actually received a reconsideration request approval where their site no longer is in violation of the site reputation abuse policy. All it means is that that site probably removed that section of their website where they were hosting third-party content that they had no authority over. And that content is not going to rank anyway, so removing the manual action doesn't really help them that much. It's not going to help them rank for that content anymore because that content's gone. But it's nice to see that these penalties, or whatever you want to call them, manual actions, have been lifted for some sites that took action.
I agree. I think this is great to see. I think that for the last couple of updates and rounds of updates, people have been sort of waiting for different changes from Google, and I think it's great to see a response from some of them.
Yeah, it's still they still need to figure out the revenue they just lost, but it's good that they have their rankings.
And if they don't have their rankings, they can always try videos to try to rank those, or maybe not, Crystal. What do you have to say on that?
So the video SEO is something that I've been following for a little while. I'm a big advocate of video SEO, and I remember when Google sort of took them away. They were all in on all of this, and they sort of took them away. So they said, they changed how they classify how what they consider to be a video page, according to the article by one Barry Schwartz. In short, the video on the page needs to be the main piece of content for Google to show it in the video thumbnail. And within Google Search Console, you can see video is main content, is the designation that you'll see in Google Search Console if you're eligible for this. I know of one website by one SEO agency, and I will not name them their names, but I know of one website that is getting this, and that is not YouTube, and it is their own website, and they have done since everything's been going on, and that's the only one that I've seen. Otherwise, it's either YouTube or I've seen TikTok will list if you see TikTok ones. I've seen Facebook as well. But it's tricky. It's very tricky. You tried some of the ones that you tried some of the pages that you tried to optimize for this, moving around different things. But yeah, it's gotten a lot harder to get that kind of video visibility on the server.
I mean, I to what you're saying, I've seen many of the pages, webinar pages or whatever it is, where the video is the main thing. It's clearly the main thing. There's really nothing else is actually there other than the video, maybe some notes or resources, and they don't show up.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. I mean, my weekly, not this video, but the weekly Friday video is basically the video. And initially, I just had a lot of content above it. to describe what the video was about, because that was used to be the old best practices. So say, write what the video says, because Google has no idea what the video says. Then I flipped it, put the video first, which is basically a YouTube embed and also an embed of the actual movie itself. And it's still not, my video pages have significantly dropped off. And I would think and argue that my Friday video post is the core, is the video. But at the same time, I have way too much content because I like to write content. So that's my fault. But it's interesting. A lot of people are going through this. Again, the history on this was in April 2023. Google made one policy change around that. And then in December 2023, Google made a bigger policy change, which then resulted in tons and tons of websites saying, oh, we're no longer ranking or having the video thumbnail show up in the actual search results, which drops the click-through rate to those pages significantly.
Yeah.
That's the problem. SEO is literally just abuse stuff. Like Crystal tells people, hey, put videos on your page. That's what you got to do. And every single SEO listens to Crystal and puts videos all over the place. And that's our issue. So Crystal, stop giving SEO advice because we just abuse it all.
Okay. So, I mean, it's true. This is why we can't have nice things. That is true. But basically, I think that the only saving grace is that it seemed to affect everybody. I literally know one website that was not affected by this, who was using video significantly. But, you know, I think like your video page, your video recap thing, that's why people are going to it. And I quite enjoy seeing the videos on the SERP when I know that there's a video on the page. It's easier for me to go, oh, there's a video on this page. So I, you know, if anyone's listening, bring it back. That's my advice. Bring it back.
To be fair, I mean, my video thumbnails probably had a lower click-through rate than the non-video thumbnails because this face, but generally,
it's for radio.
But generally, yeah, most people like to click on those video thumbnails. So thank you, Google, for removing my video thumbnails because it improved my click-through rate. On that, the Google search results are constantly changing, and we just don't know why. And I think Morty is going to explain to us why.
Oh, unequivocally, with full, absolute clarity. So, last week, Glenn Gabe tweeted out, hey, it looks like there's a whole bunch of volatility. Again, a lot of these websites or a lot of the results that saw an impact from the March 2024 core update are seeing reversals, yada, yada, yada. And he asked Danny Sullivan from Google, hey, it'd be great if we knew about, like, what's going on here? So Danny wrote back, and there's a whole thread here. Danny wrote back, there's basically a difference between an algorithm update and a data refresh. So Sullivan wrote, quoting Barry Schwartz, quoting Danny Sullivan, core algorithm update. Sometimes we update how a particular system operates. That's typically what a core update is about, et cetera, et cetera. Data refreshes. Then the system themselves, they're running, they take in new data. They're understanding, I've got fresh inputs that I've turned. Let me process that. So basically, I think you pointed out like back in the day when Google would all of a sudden, you know, do like an index refresh. So there's a ton of new content that has to be processed now. So you would see a change. So similarly, if the algorithm is now different, things are way differently in the algorithm, and now Google has to go about applying that across the web, you might now see changes. That's nothing actually changed in the algorithm, is now applying it to the wider web. The issue I have, and I need some clarification on, is I've seen the same thing that Glenn has seen. They're reversals, like they're exact reversals. So it started off like during the update, you lost rank, maybe in the middle of the update, you regained it, and then you ultimately lost it again. This is just a reversal of that. If it was a refresh, you would say, okay, there's new data, there's new websites we need to consider for ranking positions now. All right, so like yours would go up a little bit, down a little bit. It wouldn't be the exact same pattern as the update, wouldn't it?
You know, my theory on that, some of these specific systems, not all, but some of these systems are you hit the threshold or you don't. And if you hit that threshold, bam, if you don't, up. And I think that's...
I like that theory.
I have insider knowledge in their code. I actually broke into their code database. And I'm joking. I don't know. That's my theory. There's a threshold.
I'm curious to know if some of this has to do with some of the Reddit stuff. If, you know, because when they make a new SERP feature, like it will affect all of the other SERPs below it and all the other SERPs that are happening around. If they're adding more content from Reddit into the SERP, then that's going to move some things around. It might be that they said, okay, these SERPs should not have Reddit so much. Maybe these SERPs should have Reddit so much. So maybe once they adjusted that, some of the ones went back that shouldn't have. I know that some SEOs flagged and were like, this should not be a Reddit SERP. And it could be that maybe some of those adjusted as well. So I'd be interested to see that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, today it's so much harder tracking this stuff. Like I remember the Matt Cutts post was, I don't think you guys were doing SEO back then over, you know, until 2006, but he basically explained three things. That it was, because it was so much, it was really different back then. It was, You had algorithm updates, which were very rare back then. You had them, they were really big. You had data refreshes, which were much slower for Google to update. And then you had index updates, which is like pre-Google Dance days, where every 30 days, the whole SEO community was like watching what's going on. PageRank was updating on these data centers. And eventually Google's like, let's flip the switch and make it live. And then every 30 days, the rankings would change. And either you make a boatload of money, like spamming Google that month, and you'd be safe for a whole month, or then you wait for the next month and like, oh no, my rankings dropped, and you have to wait another whole 30 days. Where now everything is like really, really fast, and all these variables are happening all the time, and Google's pushing out code updates, data refreshes are happening literally in real time, and so forth. So I think it's super, the old times were real fun because like it was like watching things change and like, oh, it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen, and like it happened, and now it's like, my rankings jumped, and then 2 seconds later, oh, they dropped again, and I don't know what's going on.
Going back to your theory, though, just like I'm thinking about it, because I have a theory that during an update, the reason why you see a site go up, then back down, then up, and then back down, is that it's still settling on how to weigh the factors. It's still updating. Like they're injecting like one piece of code, and the next week a new piece of code, which they're not doing. But just imagine thinking of it like that way for a second. So if you're seeing the site go, let's say, back down, then that would be an algorithmic reweighing of it. It's not a refresh, even in your scenario.
Yeah, for sure. And there's also multiple algorithms and systems within each one that are fighting with each other, like Glenn Gabe said, as well as these thresholds. And some of them are weighted, so it's not full thresholds. But I think some of them are real thresholds. Like if you hit that threshold, you're going to drop.
Yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. I'm just imagining the helpful content being like, but it's helpful, and PageRank being like, but there's lots of links.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly what's going on, I think. On some level, there's other things too. So there's so many different things. There's so many fun, and that's what makes our industry so fun.
Yeah. That and you.
That and me, and my thumbnail pictures that you don't see in the search results anymore. All right. Thank you, guys. I think Greg is back tomorrow, and tomorrow is Google I.O. day. So we'll see if any of us are going to be there or not. I hear there's some big SEO party happening at Google I.O. I think Google invited a bunch of fancy SEOs to be there.
Will there be an alligator?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't confirm or deny that at this point. We'll see. Anyway, have a great day. Thank you.
Bye.